Hi, I'm Father Ben. Welcome to English Bible. The Bible is a collection of books filled with grace, God's inspired word.
漫游英语，圣经奇境 English Bible Story Discovery. 以轻松的心情聆听如童话般的英文圣经故事，由杨立旺神父带领，大人小孩一起踏上发现之旅。
Hi, I'm Father Dennis. Welcome once again to our English Bible Story Discovery. Our story for today is Mary says yes. Mary does not know what to think or what to say. Everything seems so beautiful and great for her. In the synagogue, she has heard many times the words of the prophets.Which speak of the birth of the Messiah. But she never ever thought she was to be the mother of this Messiah. She is humble. Mary feels so small, but she wants with all her heart to please God, to always do what God wants. So she tells the angel,I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hers is a beautiful yes. It's a brave one too, because it shows her full trust in God. The angel is so happy as he goes back to God.Our story for today is a continuation of the one we had the other time. Mary, the mother of Jesus. Now, we continue with Mary says yes. Mary says yes. Says, 意思是说,说,玛利亚说 yes. Yes 的意思是是,但是是这个 yes,也有一个另外一个意思，可以说可以或是好，所以这个 yes 也是一个答应的一个一句 yes 我要，是的我要，是的可以。 Mary does not know what to think， 在这样的情况，玛利亚 does not know 不知道要怎么想， think 就是想，他不知道该怎么想 or what to say 或该说什么，因为这个经验太让他惊讶了。 Everything seems so beautiful， 所有的一切 everything 所有的一切 seems 好像 beautiful 美丽美妙，所以所有的一切好像都很美，而且 and great 就是很棒，对他来讲所有的一切好像都很美很棒。为什么？就是因为 in the synagogue， 在那个圣殿， synagogue 是一个圣殿，犹太人的圣殿， she has heard， 他已经听到 many times 很多次，所以意思是说他很多次听到了 the words of the prophets， prophets是先知 words 他们的话，所以他很多次听到先知们的话， which speak 就是讲，讲什么呢？ The birth of the Messiah 就是墨西亚的诞生，但是 but 但是 she never ever thought 他没有想到 never ever thought 他连想象都想象不到。 She was to be the mother of this Messiah， 她会当这个墨西亚的母亲。 She is humble， 她很谦卑。 Mary feels so small， 她觉得她不敢当，她很小很不敢当。 but she wants with all her heart to please God. 但是她全心是渴望一件事情，就是要服从天主。Please God, 就是要答复天主这个一个旨意，要让天主满意。To please God, to 让就是要让天主满意的意思。To always do what God wants, 就是要常常时时做天主所要的事。So, 因此 she tells the angel, 她告诉天使 I am the servant of the Lord, 我是上主的婢女。Let it be done unto me according to your word. 愿照你的话成就于我吧。啊，就是一个那么谦卑的女孩的一句话。她虽然不明白，她虽然还不知道为什么会发生在她身上这么奇妙的事情，但是因为她唯一渴望的就是要让天主满意，就是要时时做天主的旨意，因此她现在从她的嘴里说出什么话，是一个很谦卑的一个女孩的话，就是我是天主的婢女， I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be done to me according to your word. 愿照你的话成就于我吧。Hers is a beautiful yes. 她的是，这个 yes 是一很美丽的一个是。It is a brave one too. 也是一个很勇敢的。Because it shows her full trust in God. 因为这个显出她对天主的全心依靠。她全心相信天主的话，因此她能说 yes. The angel is so happy.As he goes back to God. 因此这个天使当他要回到天主那里的时候，他就满心喜悦，他也很高兴的，因为他完成了他的使命，而且很顺利的，因为玛利亚说 yes, 因为 Mary says yes. This is story, 这个故事可以让我们体会到一个很谦卑的人，一个 a one who is very humble, but one who is always ready to please God, 但是也是一个时时准备要让天主满意 and always do what God wants, 而且时时要做天主的旨意。这就是玛利亚，对她身上我们可以看出这个一个好的天主的女孩的一个个性，谦卑又是时时做天主的旨意。 This is also what God wants of us. 这就是也是天主要我们的，时时都是很谦卑的，时时听从他的话，时时让他高兴的活出他的旨意。And we can only do this, 我们只能做到这件事，如果我们也会像玛丽一样 full trust in God, 他就是完全信赖天主。所以今天的故事邀请我们做一个好的子女， to love God, to trust in God, 要相信天主，做一个谦卑的一个孩子，时时做天主的旨意。 Do always what God wants and trust in Him. Hope you enjoyed our story. Until next time, remember, practice your English, share our story for today to your friends and family. Goodbye and God bless.